The Democratic Alliance is laying charges against the ANC. They say the party acted like a criminal syndicate for facilitating state capture. Following the final volumes of the Zondo Commission reports, the opposition party is asking, now what? The DA's chief whip is Natasha Mazzoni, and she joins us now on the line. Natasha, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I suppose, let me first start by saying to you, this is not your first rodeo. You've been down this road before. In 2019, you asked the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Batoi, to investigate the ANC. Not much came out of that, right?
No. Bongani, firstly, good morning. I've missed you. It's so great to be back with you. So what we did is we wrote to Shamila Batoi. We said to her, look, this is so important. Let's start the investigation now. Let's look at taking away passports, closing bank accounts, everything we possibly can to keep any money in the country, to make sure no one flees the country. And obviously, I mean, we have to respect the NPA. And she said, look, there is a commission going on. And let's talk after the commission. The commission is now finished, and you and I both know that the wheels of justice, especially in this country, move as slowly as that woman's voicemail that you're trying to get hold of seems to move. We just decided, look, we have to do something. We can't just stand by and not do everything we possibly can. So, you know the amount of evidence that I submitted to the Zondo Commission. You know that I've laid, I mean, the amount of charges I laid, I had a permanent desk practically at the Cape Town Central Police Station. So what we've done is we've put together a complete timeline dating back to 2014 when we started laying charges for state capture. We've put together all what we find are the important pieces of part five of the commission, the Zondo Commission's report. And I have put together what I think is a very, very comprehensive, very easy to read, very straightforward affidavit. And I've signed it on behalf of the DA. And we've sent it in, and basically what we've said is that the Zondo Commission, volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, have now proved beyond reasonable doubt that the ANC acted as a criminal syndicate in terms of fraud, racketeering, looting of state money, theft, money laundering, you name it, they've done it. And it wasn't one person.
Yeah.
It was an entire organization that knew what was happening within that organization.
Natasha, as much as many South Africans will likely share your loathing for those that sold our country so cheaply, there was still a point to be made, though, that, look, there was no ANC directive to do this. People may have acted in concert, but ultimately the rogues did what they did as individuals.
Bongani, you know, that's the interesting thing about cadre deployment. Because why do you have cadres that you deploy if you don't deploy them with instruction? Because then you might as well just hire you or me, right? Because we good for it. So you have an opening that opens in the ANC, for example, for a head of communications. And instead of publicly advertising and giving you the job because you're the best person for the job, they do an internal hire and they hire a cadre, and that cadre gets an instruction. That's what a cadre deployment committee is for. And the ANC has a cadre deployment program, and always and traditionally, the head of government business has been the head of the cadre deployment program. And then the cabinet sits together, and the cabinet deploys the cadre that has been deployed. So in other words, cabinet approved Brian Malefi, Michelle Ikoko, Lynn Brown, Dudu Mayeni, all the appointments that we see that caused the complete havoc that we now find ourselves in today were all approved by that cadre deployment committee. And that's also one of the reasons that my colleague, Leon Schreiber, has put together a private members bill to outlaw CADA deployment, to actually make it illegal to outlaw CADA deployment, because that's where the instruction comes from. So we can't say that it was just Jacob Zuma who had tea with Dumayeni, or just Brian Malefi who would have a pizza at Jamie's, you know, Jamie's Oliver with AJ Gupta. That's not how.
But ultimately, Natasha, what's your smoking gun?
My smoking gun is that every piece of evidence that we handed up to the Zondo Commission was not cross-examined, was not denied, and was accepted to be the full truth. And you can see that in part five of the Zondo Commission. And that means that we were right all along, that there was always the idea behind the ANC's CADA deployment program and the ANC's appointment of certain people to steal from you and me and from South Africa and to literally suck us dry until we get to the point where we're at stage six load shedding. Our inflation is skyrocketing and you and I can't afford to live anymore. So God alone knows what the average South African who's earning virtually breadline is going to do.
They will say, of course, that you're just trying to gain political mileage out of this.
I think they're trying to gain political mileage out of this. I think they realize that the jig is up. I think that they realize that their party has been destroyed from the inside out. I think they realize that their party elders have stood up and said, we know what you've done. We know that you have destroyed what could have been the greatest liberation movement that ever was seen in this world. And you took us all down. We are not allowing you to do it. I think they realize that South Africans have stood up and said, we're not letting you do this anymore.
Very complimentary words coming from you about what the ANC might have been at a certain point, Natasha. But in fairness, even in DA-run metros or even in the Western Cape province, for example, yes, you will appoint qualified people, but also you want to make sure that whomever is appointed to key positions is sympathetic to the governing party's agenda. I mean, that's just common sense, surely.
Bongani, there's a difference between someone who understands what you're trying to achieve, your policy, what your ideology, you know, your political ideology is, and the DA, it's the open opportunity society. And there's a difference between telling someone, right, we need money for the election, so go out and collect as much as you can. So in the DA, we don't have a CADA deployment program. In the DA, we appoint on merit, not on what you can bring in for us. So obviously, I mean, we appoint people who are liberals, for example. We couldn't have a communist running any of our departments because we're not a communist party. We're a liberal party. So someone, for example, who works for our Department of Finance couldn't be a communist because we believe in a free market system. So that just stands to reason. But we employ people who are fit for purpose. Not people who are fit enough to steal enough for us.
You've mentioned your dossier. I mean, we've seen voluminous evidence presented at the Zondo Commission. Do you really think the SAPS have the wherewithal to pursue this, or is ultimately your move just symbolic here?
I think that yesterday what I saw at the Cape Town Police Station was actually terribly moving. The policeman opening the docket for me was proud to do so. He was he said to me, his closing words to me were, we need to save our country and we need to do everything we can to save our country. This is just going to complement what the NPA is going to do, because at the we've got to the stage now, Bongani, where we have to use every possible avenue we can to, as quickly as possible, get to those who tried to destroy our country, And we can't wait. We know that there are going to be more commissions. We know that there are going to be more inquiries. But how many more can we take, Bongani? How many more times can you phone me in the morning at 7 o'clock and talk about this commission? So let's do it. Let's do it now. We throw the kitchen sink at it. We try every avenue possible. So at the end of the day, we can say we did everything we could when we needed to do it.
All right. Natasha Mazzoni, we'll have to leave it there. That's the DA chief whip on the line. Do you think that's the correct move? They're taking the ANC, well, basically they've laid charges against them and they're saying they are a criminal syndicate. Political mileage, or is it a move that, as she says, an attempt to show everything that could have been done was done?
EWN Business.
This Eyewitness News Business.